brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the Cabin.
Mornings at the Cabin, indeed. Wheeler, Lecter with you on your Thursday morning. 3.3 degrees above zero, warmer than it was yesterday. I am not in my open-toed shoes because I have to go to work directly after this, so I am actually dressed for the day, but sans jacket. And like I do on every morning where I need a little pump-me-up, I did watch the final rap battles of 8 Mile this morning.
Did you actually?
Of course. I love watching this.
Wow.
It's like I don't know why. Every once in a while, I'll just pick that up. It's like, you know what? Eminem's pretty great. And it's not the best movie. But the end rap battles are fantastic.
Are you going to go visit Mom's Spaghetti?
You know what? If I was going to Detroit, I think I would.
Yeah.
I don't have any plans of going to Detroit anytime soon.
What?
You know what, though? I think if I was in Southern Ontario, like having a visit with the family, and like say the Jays were playing in Detroit or something like that, I'd make that drive. It's not that far.
Yeah.
You know? There's parts of Ontario that are like south of where Detroit is, I think. If my geography is correct.
I don't know, I know you don't,
but all I know is that 99.9% of the population of Canada lives in Toronto. So yeah, I think I would do that. That would be the only, that's not a right step. My math is off, but I think that's the only time I might go to Detroit. Unless of course Ford was like, come on down, see a plant that used to exist.
Let's go to Ford Field.
There you go. What's Ford Field?
That's where the Lions play.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Did I know that? I might have known that. Probably. I don't follow the Lions at all.
You probably could have guessed.
There's Comerica Park. That's where the Tigers play. Beautiful park. City is where those parks are.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, Drive the North. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Thursday morning. Come on down to Aurora Ford. The new 2022 Maverick has arrived. It is the small truck.
Maverick?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
It's actually a little small. They just dropped it this year. Like, in the middle of all this, they were like, oh, by the way, we're doing this. I'm like, okay. So, a couple options for
that
truck.
So Maverick.
Right. So that's such a Maverick move.
Right.
A little smaller than the Ranger. So, I think this truck is actually going to do really, really well here. A lot of people want a truck, but they don't want something as big as an F-150. Obviously, they don't want a Super Duty. Even the Ranger might seem a little bit out of their way price-wise. This one, I got a fully loaded one downstairs, $39,000.
Downstairs, here at the Cabin?
Right at it. I brought it home last night because I'm showing it off to somebody today.
Oh, well.
So I wanted to get to know it a little bit better.
Okay.
What's
it got to say for
2-liter engine, hauls 4,000 pounds, which is more than most people ever need.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice little 4.5-foot box.
Yeah.
It's lower to the ground, so it's a little bit more accessible for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a smaller truck.
Let's get a sense of personality here, though.
What are its
interests?
It's got a great personality. Its interests are hauling 4,000 pounds,
right,
having a 4.5-foot box,
okay,
and having a 2-liter engine that's really good on gas.
That's a little boring.
No, it's not. This one's got heated seats and a heated steering wheel as well, making it perfect. The perfect little truck for y'all.
Nice.
Come on down and check it out. We got one right now. It's not going to last.
A warm personality.
Absolutely.
I might say.
Warming your hands and your hearths and your hearts.
I like that.
Yeah. So in a study and an announcement surprising literally no one who's ever lived in Canada or Newfoundland, but I guess they've kind of gotten really, really specific with the date. According to a study, Vikings crossed the Atlantic almost 500 years before Columbus. New evidence shows. Now, it's a little misleading because the new evidence is actually just kind of pinpointing the date, whereas the evidence was already there,
right,
that they'd been there. We know that people crossed the Atlantic or crossed the ocean or made it to North America before Columbus. Hello, everyone who lived here for tens of thousands of years. But when we're talking about so-called Western civilization, although the Vikings weren't technically a part of that, but from Europe into North America.
The civilization part or the Western part?
The Western and the civilization part.
Gotcha.
Neither of it true. But when we're talking about peoples other than indigenous peoples that lived here, we know that the Vikings came across in like, you know, 1000 AD or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there were stories of Irish monks that came over. The Chinese were purported to come over as well. Polynesian peoples came into to the lower parts of Mexico and into South America. So, I mean, like, this has been happening for a very long time. This just kind of pinpoints the date a little bit more with new type of dating technique using a long ago solar storm as a reference point, revealed that the settlement in Newfoundland, which we've known has been there for a while, it's a Canadian heritage moment, for goodness sake.
Yeah, they ran that commercial for years.
Remember where the kids get scared?
Yeah.
Because like a sword falls and they're like, ah!
Then the scary shadow Viking guy just kind of disintegrates into the ground.
That. Oh, I love that commercial.
Yeah.
I love heritage moments. They're so
good. So good.
A lot of them lies, but still.
But close.
The settlement was occupied. That's most of history you learn in high school. I wish, you know what? How sometimes you have a daydream where you're like, I wish I could go back to being a teenager now, but have all the knowledge that I have now.
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine how annoying you'd be as an 18-year-old, but like a 40-year-old?
You'd be the worst. You wouldn't have any friends.
You kids are too loud. But like just going into history class and being like, well, this is all BS. Like, this is actually what happened. Why are we even talking about this? Why does this need to be on the test? There's no reason for me to learn this. And we could have done that back in the 90s. Sorry, when I was in high school back in the 90s.
I'm sure we all said that at one point when we were 16, 17.
This
doesn't need to be on the test. Why do I need to know
exactly.
this?
And I'm pretty sure even back then we were like, most of this is nonsense. Anyway.
But I need that A really bad.
So they've kind of pinpointed that 1021 AD is when the settlement was occupied. So about a 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
You know.
That was what the Canadian Heritage Moment said, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. They said around 900 to 1,000. Like, they had it pretty pinpointed already.
Right around
this there. This kind of pinpoints it just that much more.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, because as we get new science to date things, we're going to find out how old things really are. Because things just, every year... Things just keep getting older and older. We've known for years now that people didn't come over on the Bering Strait. Like, they've been here. Like, they were just here.
Right.
Things like that. And, I mean, some people obviously did come over on the Bering Strait, but other peoples were already here.
Mm-hmm.
And probably long before that. Things just keep getting older. Like, obviously, there's a lot of, not science, but a lot of Indiana Jones-esque archaeology about, like, the pyramids and how old they are.
Right.
Whether or not they go back to where we think they did, or even further than that. Very cool. Yeah.
You know what they say.
What?
History ain't getting any younger.
That's right. It's all just a little bit of history repeating. I love that song. But very cool. Look up that story if you'd like. Vikings crossed the Atlantic almost 500 years before Columbus decided to come over and not reach North America. You big, dumb buffoon.
Was he that big?
He was dumb, and he was a buffoon. Like...
Probably like 5'7".
Like, so much so that even his own people were like, you're terrible. You're a real idiot.
Couldn't have named a better city.
That's why when people are like, well, Columbus was important. It's like, no, he wasn't. He was a brutal, brutal man. And it was terrible. I mean, I'm not sure the Vikings were much better, but what are you going to do? That's kind of cool. So 1,000 years ago, they came over and settled in Newfoundland and then left. Didn't stay there.
And then stormed the capital.
And then stormed the capital, right. As all good Vikings do. You know, Sons of Odin and all that stuff. Go look that up. I'm sending you down a few rabbit holes. Water erosion under the Sphinx.
Oh, I thought you were...
Google that stuff.
I thought you were kneading pizza dough with your hands there.
Google kneading pizza.
Whole lot of conspiracy theories. You're at
there,
a Pizzagate, right?
Water erosion under the Sphinx, though, is kind of interesting. It's one of those ones where we're like,
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Mornings at the Cabin. But did I mention that already? Brought to you by Roar 4 Drive. Did I mention that already?
You can never mention that.
I can never mention it enough. They're fantastic. Schools can open on Monday as Norse slave restrictions ease. That story at cabinradio.ca. Great news for parents, bad news for you kids. Gotta go back to school.
You know, they're probably happy to go back.
You think?
It's probably come to the point where kids are like, I never thought I would feel this
running
way.
Wild in the streets?
Well, I know that's happening.
Absolutely. All those car thefts. It's all the kids.
My neighborhood. Just
blasted children.
Just a roaming gang of tots.
Right? Yeah, that's right. It's yeah, there was control. There's a group of 25-year-olds. 25-year-olds.
5-year-olds, yeah.
Roaming in our neighborhood, you can't, like, I don't care how strong you are. You can't, they'll just nibble at you until you're gone.
Yeah.
It's like a group of piranhas.
Bite your kneecaps,
climb up on, pull your hair, you know, grab your face.
And just leave destruction in their wake.
And you just leave all, you leave kind of like with little tiny bites all over your body and you're sticky for some reason.
Though, to be fair, you were sticky before that.
5-year-olds are gross. So kids get to go back to school. Now, it's still challenging, right? Because only 12-plus can still get vaccinated. So, I mean, this is kind of the pucker hour. Hold on to your butts, right? Is that too much?
So no, next week, if there's ever a time for that Jurassic Park reference, yeah, this is probably it.
We spared no expense. But kids are going back to school. Obviously, and I'm not speaking from experience. I don't have kids. They
well, not ones you care to see.
They disgust me. No, there are kids I care to see. Absolutely. Oh. I'm sorry. But I know that there are a lot of parents concerned about that. I've seen it on Facebook. I mean, that people are like, well, this only works if we can get the vaccinations for kids under 12. Because if you have a case of a kid under 12, it's going to spread incredibly fast within the school. And this is not to spread fear. I'm just saying, like, this is what people are talking about on that Facebook, which may not be called Facebook for very much longer. We talk about that with Ollie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this kids have been out of school for weeks and weeks and weeks. They're going back. I mean, what happens if there's another outbreak? I'm going to bring this up with Ollie at 8 o'clock as well. Like, do you just stop and go, okay, you're out of school until the new year? Like, this is the thing that people have been talking about, especially parents. Not only is it hard to find care for your kids, especially the ones that need to be watched all day but while they go to work if they're not working from home, how much is this affecting their actual, like, you know, their education? Like, you're in pretty formative years here, all of them.
Yeah.
And they're missing a year. They're missing months at a time. Obviously, they get to online school, and teachers are doing their best.
Right.
And we hope that's doing well for them. But, I mean, at some point, I mean, you hope universities just kind of lower their standards. Hey, everyone, come on. Come out.
You know, I could see it going. I could see it going either way.
Okay.
Because on one hand, you know, we know one of the many things we've learned since COVID happened is that you get exhausted just sitting in front of a computer,
right,
and on Zoom chats, yeah, for extended periods of time.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because you can't pick up on body language cues. That's one of the reasons. One of the many.
You have to work harder to communicate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough. On the other hand, no spitballs.
No spitballs. Do kids still do spitballs?
Oh, probably.
I mean, they won't be doing them now. It's just like, are you going to do a spitball? Yeah. What, are you insane?
That is chemical warfare.
That is chemical warfare. That is absolutely right. That'll get you a boot in the butt and out the door. So, I mean, cases have kind of have dipped in Yellowknife. They've gone back up in Betcheco. I mean, other communities are locked right down and not going to school. Kids are out of school for the next 14 days, I think, in Hay River. So, I mean, like, it's fluctuating here and there. You got to get the kids back at some point. They're going back on Monday. I'm sure some of the kids are happy. Some kids are not. I'm sure all of the parents are happy.
You want to know the most heinous thing I ever saw in a school classroom?
It's another bug.
As a distraction.
What?
Remember those metal rulers?
Yes. Brung, brung, brung. Those? Like, you talking about playing little music with those?
Little music?
Yeah, you put them under the desk under your book and go brum 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 brum.
Oh, we never did that.
You never did that?
No.
Oh, whatever. Go ahead.
I never actually had one. But other kids did.
You know those metal rulers? Yeah, I totally do. I didn't have one, but go ahead.
I saw one time. No, so I mean, yeah, those were pretty. Yes. Those were pretty popular for some reason. I don't know why any of us needed metal rulers in the school year. The plastic ones were just fine for the purposes they were intended for.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in, I think it was grade 8, there was a kid who is one of those bad kids,
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And of course he had a lighter on him because
he's a millionaire now.
What 13-year-old doesn't have a lighter on them in school?
Yeah.
And so he was sitting in the back of the class, as all the bad kids did.
That's what the bad kids said.
And he started lighting the edge of one of this ruler.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, it just got like red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin was sitting in front of him.
Yeah.
And he just casually, and I watched this all happen in the middle of class. Clearly, I wasn't paying attention to what class it was. I watched this all happen. He then finishes heating it up and just casually drops the edge of the ruler on my cousin's forearm.
Jeez.
Burns the crap out of his arm.
Good Lord.
And just immediately causes a disruption in the class, which was the worst thing of all. Interrupting our education.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the most heinous part of that. You know what?
Skin was it was bubbling.
Yeah, I bet. A third-degree burn on that.
I guarantee he still has a scar from that to this day.
Absolutely he would. And what happened to that kid?
Oh, nothing.
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not.
I think he works at a recycling depot now.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
He's doing all right.
He's doing all right. That's good. Hey, you know what? That's the first time you've really opened up about your time in juvie when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so brave today.
Oh, I think he also posts a lot of COVID conspiracy stuff.
Yeah. It's a metric for intelligence. Okay. Kids, back to school. We wish you the best. We hope everything goes well. Let's everybody stay safe, stay healthy as we can. And yeah, obviously, and if you want to leave a comment or write a letter to us, you can do that. Comment at cabinradio.ca. There you go. If you want to let us know how you're feeling about that.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Just hanging out in Studio One down here at Cabin Radio Studios Worldwide Conglomerate, 2.7 degrees above zero. Mornings of the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. And we have Ollie Williams on the line joining us from deep within the Iron Mountains via Skype. Ollie, good morning.
What? No, where was the intro music?
Lecter's not on it today.
I mean, there you are.
There it is. Wonderful. All right, that's enough.
Here I am. Here I am, enjoying listening to Les Miserables with my coffee in a candlelit living room off the morning. You disturb all of that, and you won't even play my intro music.
What are you, hiding in your apartment with a stolen loaf of bread? What are you talking about? You're listening to Les Miserables under candlelight?
I'm the master of the house.
Keeper of the inn. Huh? Ready with a handshake.
There's various other lyrics that we can't say on the air.
Well, I mean. Ready with a handshake? Of course, there are words that we can't say on air. Crap.
There's not much there.
Fart. These are words that we shouldn't say. Ollie, wanted to have you on for a couple topics this morning, and then I'm hoping that later you'll join us for Dealer or No Dealer as we sort out people who didn't win from the people who did.
Cannot wait. I haven't had a look at the photo yet, so I will go and do that shortly.
I will do as well. Okay, a couple things. Obviously, we just had a conversation about schools reopening on Monday. Restrictions kind of loosening here in Yellowknife, but clamping down in other areas. Also, this is a weird one, and obviously this is a little closer to my heart. The restrictions are loosening, but in some places are kind of tightening, even in Yellowknife. A couple businesses affected there. But tell us what we need to know about schools reopening on Monday. Is this kind of an experiment? I mean, if another outbreak happens, what happens then? Do we close down until the new year? Tell us everything you know.
Okay, there's a lot going on there. schools will reopen on Monday in the North Slave. I mean, beyond that, who knows? They'll reopen for as long as we can keep them open, I think, is the general consensus there.
Right.
The numbers of active cases are still declining, generally speaking, in Yellowknife. They went down to 127 from 129 last night. I'm sure that still sounds like a big number to people, but it was 280. Right.
Yes.
So it's a lot better than it was in Béchecon. The numbers went up again last night, but only by a handful to about 68. They were 60 the day before. So the numbers are generally on a downswing. If you want to visualize this, go to our homepage. Go to cabinradio.ca. We have graphs on the homepage that show how this has been trending over time. And you can see that the situation in Yellowknife and Béchecon is so much better than it was even a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and that demonstrates that the restrictions that have been put in place have done something,
right?
And that's why they are prepared to reopen schools.
It seems highly unusual to go to our own homepage, but here we are.
Here we are anyway,
and
grabbing news stuff.
He's right.
Yeah, look at those graphs
dropping.
I thought you were going to say he's right. We do have graphs. there they are, cabinradio.ca, right on the landing page. Active cases in Hay River going up. Are they now closing schools for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so Hay River is going to enter essentially what Yellowknife was in for the last few weeks, and the Kaladiche First Nation will enter what Béchecon was in terms of containment. So those will be the new rules, have actually already taken effect as of a day ago in those communities.
Mm.
And yeah, again, you look at the graph for Hay River, which is on our homepage, it shows the kind of increase that you were seeing in places like Yellowknife and Béchecon when those rules came in there. So similar kind of pattern emerging, and the NWT government's argument at a news conference yesterday was that having used those restrictions in Yellowknife and Béchecon, they know that they worked, and so they're just trying to do the same thing in Hay River. Inuvik was another community where there's been a bit of concern.
Right.
Their active case number has actually stayed the same now for the last few days. So as things are, Inuvik is not getting any worse and nothing changing there for the time being.
All right. All right. I mean, we wait and see what happens, I suppose. And I mean, with schools opening on Monday, obviously we hope for the best, but I mean, we're, you know, into a situation where everybody's getting back in groups again. So, I mean, we, obviously, you guys are on top of it and have been since the beginning, so we appreciate all your hard work. The other thing I want to talk about this morning, it was in the news this morning, and Bob McQuarrie passed away on Wednesday, a longtime Northerner, and it was sad to hear. I'm close friends with a couple of his stepdaughters, and obviously was chatting with them last night, and I chatted with Bill Gilday, who was with him in the Gumboots. And I remember Bob as being kind of, as a kid anyway, being kind of this larger than life kind of figure. He had a big booming voice. He was a wonderful, wonderful singer, great storyteller. And like, as a kid, the Gumboots would come around to schools. They'd tour the schools. They'd sing their songs. It was always one of the first times I heard Stan Rogers music, and music like that. It was from my dad, but it was also from groups like the Gumboots, who have included people like Bill Gilday, Chris Philpott, Ray Betke in the later iterations of the Gumboots. But Bob McQuarrie was there for a long time. And I remember him, telling the stories, kind of leading the charge with the group, him and Bill, and telling great stories and always wearing, you know, their Gumboots with the suspenders and the flannel shirts. And he had a big bushy beard and big glasses. And he looked like Santa Claus. So when he would show up, when the Gumboots would show up, I'd always be excited because I loved hearing them sing. But always Bob was right there in the middle and always looked like Santa Claus. So he'd just be like, Santa's here. And I mean, I wasn't that young, but at the same time, I was like, yeah, he looks like Santa Claus. That's pretty awesome. So obviously it's one of those characters from the North that we lose, and everybody's got stories about them. Someone posted up, Ray Betke actually posted it up yesterday that he had passed away, and there's people sharing stories about that and him saying some really nice things. And you had a chance to speak with his daughter and with Bill Gilday last night. You didn't know much about him. I kind of let you know about him, but I mean, what did you learn last night in your chats with him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't even really know about the Gumboots, to be honest with you.
Right, yeah, you asked me, what's a Gumboots?
About that, right? Well, I mean, like, Gumboots to me are just the things you put on your feet, right? And even that word is not a word I heard in England. That's what I had to learn in Canada.
Yep.
So, you know, I enjoyed learning about them last night, and I believe we're going to grab a few of their CDs.
Yes.
And get a chance to play a couple of their tracks.
Absolutely.
Because there's a couple that are actually kind of quite central to the, it's a sort of describing who Bob was.
Yeah.
I mean, if people listening to this don't really know, he was the YK Center MLA for about 8 years in the 80s. He was Speaker of the House briefly as well. He actually played quite an important role. You know, there was a lot going on in territorial politics at the time. Mm-hmm. They were just starting to seriously consider division of the territory into what is now Nunavut and the NWT, and he had a role to play in that. So he was a politician at a time that there was a lot happening, but he had this whole musical side to his life as well. And the lyrics of some of the songs that the Gumboots had kind of helped tell Bob's story a little bit as well. So it'll be fun to listen to some of those tracks in the days ahead. And I can completely see what you mean about Santa, because right. You look at some of the photos of him. There are great photos in the NWT archive that you can get to online that show photos of the Gumboots. And completely, you look at Bob in the middle of the group setting, and I can easily see how if you add 5 or so years to that,
yeah,
that man is Santa Claus.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a kid, hearing them come in, it was always so exciting. Obviously, it was very exciting because and Bill Gilday was my music teacher. So seeing him up there perform, you're like, that's my music teacher. I you know,
that's
I work with
inspiring.
That guy.
That's
very awesome.
Very
cool. And I mean, like, Bill's one of the reasons I got into playing trumpet and into choir singing and stuff like that. So having him up there with the Gumboots, with Bob, with guys like Chris Philpott and Ray Betke later, but I saw Chris and Bill and Bob in the singing a lot back in the day, and it was always so wonderful to hear them sing. And Bob was always such a warm presence. Like, he was the storyteller. He was the grandpa. Like, if you're not saying Santa Claus, he's the grandpa. He's the guy you'd want to sit on his lap and hear him tell stories forever. He was an educator. And he was kind of a wonderful presence in the North. So I'm really glad you got a chance to learn about him last night from his daughter and from Bill. And I was chatting with Bill last night too via Facebook Messenger, and he was saying that he's loading up a bunch of Gumboots onto Spotify. So I'm going to roll by and probably grab some of those CDs at some point this week, but we'll also have them on Spotify. So if anybody wants to listen to some Gumboots, if you haven't listened to Gumboots in a long time, they'll be up on Spotify later this week as Bill Guild is loading those up. So that's going to be really neat to hear. And we'll be able to grab some of those and maybe put them on the rotation or just to play a few tracks later in the week. Looking forward to that. So Ollie, we'll let you go for a couple minutes and then we'll have you back for Deal or No Deal. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
All right. Thank you very much, Ollie. We'll come back with Ollie in about 20 minutes and we'll do Deal or No Deal. Go to Facebook, go to our Facebook page, Cabin Radio NWT, and look at the picture and determine whether or not Clams or Moose is in Deal or not in Deal. The title doesn't really work when you break it down like that, but still. We do love this.
They gave it a shot.
We do love this.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
There's some nice pink in the sky with that sun coming up. A lovely morning so far. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora 4 Driving the North. Ollie joins us once again from deep within the mountains, the Iron Mountains of Yellowknife, for a little D-Lo or no D-Lo. Ollie?
Hello.
Hello. Now, have you had a chance to look at the picture?
I have.
Very good. Now,
what a fine picture.
What?
What a great picture.
A great picture. Fantastic picture. They always take good pictures. They're very photogenic people. Now, we all know how this works, but in case you don't, D-Lo or no D-Lo, you see the picture on the Facebook page, and you have to guess if Clams and Moose are in D-Lo or not in D-Lo by the picture. We had 112 entrants for this week's D-Lo or no D-Lo. Lecter, how many people got it right?
I have got a total of 57 correct answers.
57 correct answers. Mm. That's almost, that's just over half. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
I mean, this one confused me for a second, and then it didn't. So I will, so what we do here, how we do this, Ollie and I will select a random number between 0 and 58 for two people who didn't win, and then we'll select a winner between 0 and 58 as well. Ollie, are you ready? Would you like to pick a number between 0 and 58.
Well, first of all, I would like to describe this photo for people who are listening on the radio and have not seen it. So it's Clams and Moose at a bus stop, and I'm relatively sure this is in D-Lo, yes?
Is that your guess?
What's your guess?
D-Lo.
I think it's D-Lo.
You're both correct.
Yay!
It's D-Lo.
Describing pictures, always good on an audio medium.
That is a really dirty window.
That is a dirty window. That's right. Well, I mean, it's plexi. The plexi gets really, it gets dirty. It gets scratched up, so it just looks like that. Right?
Especially when you smear it with mud.
Well, that's right. Or other such things. It's better than the glass ones because the glass ones just get smashed all the time. So
right.
Right? Yes. Just go plexi every time. Or, yes. Or better yet, maybe just a roof. With no windows in it whatsoever, although that would be bad during the winter. Okay, so Ollie and I both got it right. We both answered D-Lo, so we have 57 people that answered D-Lo. Ollie, a number between 0 and 58 for someone who does not win.
22
is Janice Beaulieu.
Oh,
sorry,
Janice.
Janice.
Janice. Where'd that come from? Janice. You're also on the last name. Not great from. Either. Janice Beaulieu. Beaulieu.
Is it Beaulieu?
Beaulieu is a pronunciation. That
one
name.
Could go either. I guarantee it's Janice. Not Janice.
Thank you so much, Scott. Yes. Janice. Damn, you got me doing it now. Janice, sorry, you will not win D-Lo or no D-Lo today. I will now pick a number of 52.
52 is Taylor Dawn.
Taylor Dawn, sorry. You do not Taylor. Win the gift pack. Not a gift pack, really. It's like a gift card. $25 off any Erasmus apparel. So, Ollie, we'll let you pick the winner. Not 22 or 52, but any other number between 0 and 58.
Yes, my apologies to Jay Nice. so I will pick to win name. This number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Courtney Young, I assume. Could be Jung. I'm going to go with Young.
Okay, J-U-N-G.
Congratulations,
Courtney
Young. You are the winner of a $25 gift certificate courtesy of Erasmus Apparel.
Wonderful stuff.
Well done. Yeah,
such great dubs over there. I love that place. Well, congratulations, Courtney. Not a lot of fanfare. No music to be heard. No clapping.
Music. No cheering.
Fair enough.
No.
Fair enough. We'll just kind of let this one peter out.
But a DJ horn.
Yeah! There we go. I would just call it an air horn, I think.
No, that's a DJ horn.
DJ horn. Oh, very good.
You only hear that in the clubs.
That's right. Yeah, well, and literally everywhere else. Ollie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. and helping us pick a winner for D'Lo or No D'Lo. We will talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
Actually, I think I'll see you later today. Is that right? Are you and I doing a video today?
You will, yeah. Pet Project, the grand finale.
The grand finale of Pet Project. We'll finally tally up them scores. I think you won this one. But we'll find out later on. Talk to you later.
See you later.
All right.
I don't know. I think you guys got a lot of pity donations.
I hope so. Good Lord. We needed that pity. My goodness. So that'll be a little later on. We'll put that video up some point. I don't know. But congratulations to Courtney on that $25 gift to your Erasmus Apparel. D'Lo or No D'Lo will return in a couple of weeks. And we will return tomorrow. Hope you have yourselves a great day. Thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have you. In about 22 minutes, you got the 90s at 9 with Lecter. All the songs that are the best, but also the worst. See how that works both ways? Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.